Section 11. Mechanical problems. You can find yourself in an emergency the moment something goes wrong with your motorcycle. In dealing with any mechanical problem, take into account the road and traffic conditions you face. Here are some guidelines that can help you handle some mechanical problems safely. 11.1 Tire failure. If the cycle starts handling differently, pull off to check the tires. You will seldom hear a tire go flat. You must be able to tell when a tire has lost air suddenly from the way the cycle reacts. If the front tire goes flat, the steering will feel heavy. If the rear tire goes flat, the back of the motorcycle will tend to jerk from side to side. If either tire goes flat while riding, hold the handle grips firmly and keep a straight course. If you know which tire is flat, gradually apply the other brake. When the motorcycle slows, edge to the side of the road and stop. 11.2 Stuck throttle. Twist the throttle back and forth, this may free it. If the throttle stays stuck, immediately operate the engine cutoff switch and pull in the clutch. This will remove power from the rear wheel, though engine noise may not immediately decline. Once you have the motorcycle under control, pull to the side of the road and stop. After you have stopped, check the throttle cable carefully to find the source of the trouble. Make certain the throttle works freely before you start to ride again. 11.3 Wobble. A wobble occurs when the front wheel and handlebars suddenly start to shake from side to side at any speed. Most wobbles can be traced to improper loading, the use of unsuitable accessories, or the use of incorrect tires or tire pressure. If you are carrying a heavy load, lighten it. If you can't lighten the load, shift it. Center the weight lower to the ground and farther forward on the cycle. Make sure tire pressure, spring pre-load, air shocks, and dampers are at the levels recommended by the manufacturer for carrying that much weight. If you have a windshield or fairing, make sure it is mounted properly. In addition to the above items, other things that may contribute to wobble are poorly adjusted steering, worn steering parts, a front wheel that is bent, misaligned, or out of balance, loose wheel bearings, loose spokes and swing arm bearings. Do not try to accelerate out of the wobble. That will only make the cycle more unstable. Instead, grip the handlebars firmly, but don't try to fight the wobble. Close the throttle gradually, and let the motorcycle slow down. Do not apply the brakes. Braking could make the wobble worse. Move your weight as far forward and down as possible. Pull off the road as soon as you can to fix the problem. 11.4 Chain problems. If your chain slips or breaks while you're riding, it could lock the rear wheel and cause your cycle to skid. Slippage. If the chain slips when you try to speed up quickly while riding uphill, pull off the road and check the chain sprockets. Tightening the chain may help. If the problem is a worn or stretched chain or worn or bent sprockets, replace the chain, the sprockets, or both before riding again. Breakage. You'll notice an instant loss of power to the wheel. Close the throttle and brake to a stop. 11.5 Engine seizure. Engine seizure means that the engine locks or freezes. Engines seize when they are low on oil. Without oil, the engine's moving parts can't move smoothly against each other, and the engine overheats. The first sign may be a loss of engine power or a change in the engine's sound. Squeeze the clutch lever to disengage the engine from the rear wheel. Pull off the road and stop. Let the engine cool. You may be able to add oil and restart the engine.